The people of Israel were getting ready to take possession of the promised land. All the men who had come out of Egypt had died, as the Lord had said, all except Moses, Caleb, and Joshua. It was now their children who were going to enter Canaan. God told Moses to cross the torrent of Arnon, which formed the northern border of Moab, in order to reach the land of the Amorites. The people were not allowed to attack the countries of Edom, Moab, or Ammon, because these nations were distant relatives of the Israelites. The Amorites, however, who also lived in the region, had no ties with Israel. They were a powerful and very wicked nation. The land of these Canaanites stretched at that time from the river Arnon to Mount Hermon in the far north. They were idol worshippers who practiced human sacrifice. Young children were burnt alive in honor of their God. Many centuries before, the Lord had announced their destruction to Abraham, saying that his descendants would destroy that nation and take possession of their land when the iniquity of the Amorites had reached its full measure. The people of Israel had not yet reached the land of Canaan. To enter the promised land, they would have to cross the river Jordan. But in these regions east of the Jordan, God was already beginning to give his people the victory. In the coming years, the Israelites would have to fight many battles, but God promised to sow such terror in the hearts of the Canaanites that their armies would be discouraged even before they began to fight, so Israel could be sure of the victory. Before crossing the river Arnon, Moses sent messengers to Sihon, king of the Amorites, asking permission to pass through his territory. "Let us cross your country," he said. "We will not turn aside into any field or vineyard, or drink water from any well. We will travel along the king's highway until we have passed through your territory." But Sihon refused to let Israel enter the land. He mustered his entire army and marched out into the desert against them. The Israelites had 600,000 men of war, armed and ready for battle, who knew that they had the God of Israel with them. The battle was fought at Jahaz in the plains of Moab, and the Israelites put Sihon and his army to the sword. They captured all his cities, including Heshbon, the capital, all the villages and surrounding settlements, and occupied them. They took all Sihon's land from Arnon to the river Jabbok, which formed the northern borders of his territory. All the Amorite strongholds and fortified cities were captured, and the inhabitants killed or driven out. The Israelites took possession of their fields, vineyards, olive groves, and all the livestock, and settled down in their land. They now possessed a rich and fertile country, but the conquest of Palestine had only just begun. So the armies of Israel turned north and went towards Bashan, a spacious, fertile country with some mountainous regions and great pasture lands lying to the northeast of the River Jordan. The land had many fortified cities. In one region alone, there were 60 towns surrounded by high walls. The king of Bashan, Og, was a giant-like man. Long before Abraham's time, many parts of Palestine had been inhabited by very tall, strong people, but almost all had died out. Og, king of Bashan, was said to have had an iron bed 4 meters long, so his height must have been about twice that of an ordinary man. He and his whole army marched out to meet the Israelites and bar their way. The Lord said to Moses, "Do not be afraid of him, for I have handed him over to you, with his whole army and his land. Do to him what you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who reigned in Heshbon." The two armies joined battle, and the Israelites struck down Og, his sons, and all his army, leaving them no survivors, and they took possession of the land. God had commanded the Israelites to completely destroy these Amorite nations because of their wickedness. Israel had now conquered the lands east of the Jordan from the river Arnon to Mount Hermon. So before they even entered Canaan, the Israelites had taken possession of a vast area that would become the property of the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half of the tribe of Manasseh. Next episode, Balaam and Balak.